Now, you're a central figure in the ECOG trial 4599 that evaluated bevacizumab in non-small cell. Can you kind of provide an update on that trial as well as other data on bevacizumab in non-small cell and sort of where you see things heading?
So in this trial, we know that patients in the first-line setting with metastatic non-squamous cell carcinoma of the lung were randomized to either paclitaxel and carboplatin or paclitaxel carboplatin plus bevacizumab. And bevacizumab was dosed at 15 milligrams per kilogram. And also, it's important that patient selection is important because in this trial, patients could not have squamous cell carcinoma, also could not really have major hemoptysis. They could not have been on anticoagulation or even some ibuprofen and high-dose aspirin. Also, patients could not have a history of significant active coronary artery disease or stroke. And so that whittles down our patient population quite a bit. Some people estimate that type of population is anywhere between 10 to 30% of the population that's eligible for the drug. But in this trial, patients were then randomized, given the three-drug combination or just chemotherapy. They were continued on this three-drug combination until their disease progressed or if they received six cycles. So at the time of six cycles, the chemotherapy itself was dropped and patients were continued on bevacizumab by itself until progression. The other patients who were just on chemotherapy by itself received up to six cycles and then were followed with just observation. And in this trial, patients actually who received the three-drug combination improved their survival compared to those patients who received chemotherapy. The median survival was about 12 months for the three-drug combination compared to 10 months in the chemotherapy alone arm. These patients also had a higher response rate with the three-drug combination as well as a longer progression-free survival.